Thanks, guys, and welcome to today's Encore show from the 13th of August, 2015. Today is, of course, the 13th of August, 2020, but we're going back 5 years, and this is bittersweet. This is when I was seeing my brother at the hospital, the VA hospital. He was not well, and within a year, Dara would be gone from us. On this particular show, after seeing my brother at the hospital, I interviewed Dean Wheeler about maintaining good health. During the interview, Dean tries to maintain his cool while the traveling squirrel harasses him, and Wes Hurlford's band practices. Later, Mavis Leonard lays out the case for Donald Trump and why she supports him. So we're going back to the campaign days of the 2016 elections. Let's check it out, folks, from August 13th, 2015, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I am Margaret Gray, and I'm very, 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 very excited about starting today's show with the wonderful song 29 Palms by Robert Plant.
Yeah, but you're not doing it yet.
Shut your mouth. Don't tell. When is he going to be told?
But don't give direction, okay? Just saying. You want to jump in?
We're not starting the show with it, Margaret.
It is scheduled first up, is it not?
Yes, that's my understanding.
I'm not asking you, General.
Well, I'm telling you.
All right, hold on for a minute. It's scheduled first up, but we don't... First of all, the mistake that was made was you, bud.
Yeah, but...
You, bud, opening your yap.
That's what I was trying to say.
Hold on. Then, General, you know...
Look, and I'm not trying to get you... I'm just saying to her that the song will start when and only when you say
thank you.
But we are going to be going to... excuse me, but I'm not done yet.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Margaret Gray. Can we start the music again?
No, we can't.
Jeez. You know what? On second thought, I don't want to do the song today.
What are you talking...
I don't want to do the song today. I don't feel right about it, all right?
You're sure?
I'm absolutely sure. We'll do it tomorrow.
Well, Margaret, you made up...
I don't care. I don't want to do the GD blasted song today. There's too much going on. That whole Dean Adele thing gives me the creeps. That Wes Hurlford... No, no, no. Nay, I will not have me singing 29 Palms in the midst of Wes Hurlford hurling that cow dung that he calls music.
Jesus, Wes is going to be upset.
I don't care. Oh, my God. Phil Henry just broke his glasses in half. Do you see that? Look at that.
I got that. Thank you. God damn it. Cheap-ass piece of shit glasses. And I'll say it right now. Cheap-ass... Who are the people that made this?
Doctor...
No, it ain't Dean Adele's glasses. It's those other cheap bastards. Look at these. Broken! 20, 30, I don't know how much these things are. These are what do you call these things, anyway?
Well, they call them, like, readers, ma'am.
Readers. Look at these cheap pieces of shit. Boy, that really makes me angry. Busted right in half. I'm going to find out the name of the company that made these, and I'm going to advertise. I'm going to tell you. Forget it. Never mind.
Well, that you don't want to do that. What if they bought time?
Well, if they bought time, this is fantastic. This is the greatest. If they've actually bought time, this is the greatest pair of glasses I've ever had. Look at that. They break in half. See, if you only need one eyeball, you can just do, and the other one. So it's great.
Got to do some housekeeping.
You know, bud, I'd like to do some housekeeping and take you out with the trash.
Oh, big deal.
Really? Watch this.
Easy. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to, first of all, just tell everybody what we're going to be doing in the show today. We're going to be talking with our good, close, personal friend, Dean Wheeler. He is going to be talking about diet. You know, I mentioned to the pre-show audience, and then I tweeted it out today, that my brother is ill, my brother Dara.
I hope he's doing well, Phil.
We all do, Phil.
Thank you very much.
Did you go see him, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I did. I went and saw Dara. And he's doing better. But we're going to have Dean Wheeler on to talk about health, proper diet, how to take care of yourself. You have to do that. Dean, well, he's also, I think...
He's also said he's rehearsing Wes Hurlford.
Oh, for God's sake.
Not that guy with the There's a Midget. Are you kidding? Well, I mean, they're trying to get it right. Yeah, trying to get it right. Good luck. Trying to get that song right. They'll be playing... country music in hell, trying to get that song right.
Well, wait a minute, General. We don't know.
I do. You may not, but I do. Trying to get that song right, they'll be ice skating with the... God damn.
Ice skating with the nuns?
What do you mean they'll be ice skating? The devil will be ice skating with the nuns.
In other words, when hell freezes over.
Yeah, that's basically it. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what, Margaret? Could you do better?
Yes, I could.
All right, so... What they're going to do is, they're still rehearsing up there, right?
Yeah, well, they're rehearsing because Wes Hurlford's going to play Barnsdale Days, you know?
Oh, Barnsdale. Is that the county fair?
Yeah.
Yes, he'll be playing Barnsdale, and I think he's on the same stage. I think they're on the country stage.
No kidding, the country stage. Isn't that where they put country music?
Yes, they do, thank you. But sometimes they put Cajun music there. Sometimes they put some of the, you know, the Zydeco. Okay.
What now?
Hold on for a minute. I happen to know this. So the country stage sometimes does host the Zydeco and the do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, what is the music?
Yeah, got the Zydeco and the Cajun.
Well, whatever.
Okay, so that's country music. All right. So they're at the Barnsdale. Where is that?
In Barnsdale.
Yeah.
That's great. In Barnsdale. What state? What country? You know?
Well, in America.
Yeah, it's in America, Mr. Anything. What? Barnsdale? What other country could it be?
Well, it could be Barnsdale, England.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right.
So is it America?
Let me check.
It's probably America. Anyway, the... I'll
go with that. I think it is in America. The Barnsdale Day is a very famous county fair.
So it's Barnsdale County.
No, that's the name of the town.
What's the name of the county?
I don't know. I think it's Crocker County.
Why would they call the county fair Barnsdale Days?
Because that's what they call it, Phil. Because maybe the only thing with any culture in that county is Barnsdale. And maybe the rest of the county is devoid. Devoid of life, devoid of culture, devoid of any... I don't know. It's probably a barren land. It's probably lonely and cold. It's probably a nuclear landscape other than Barnsdale. Excuse me.
Yeah. All right, so... That will be happening. We also have with us Mavis Leonard will be talking. Robert, you had a very interesting discussion with your aunt, right?
Well, yeah. My aunt is coming out in favor of Donald Trump.
What? What the hell, man? Your aunt's black.
Now, what difference does that make, man? She can be conservative.
Well, I guess so.
But get your traditional views of people and shove them right back up your ass where you got them. You and your black girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a racist.
What does that mean, Phil?
Because Bud always trots out Vivianne every time he says, oh, I'm not a, you know.
Well, not what?
A racist.
You think I am?
I think you're an idiot. How about that?
All right, I'll go with that. You're an idiot. I don't think you're smart enough to be a racist.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, so, and then we have also, I believe, yeah, Dean Wheeler. We got Mavis Leonard. All right. Let me do this. Let me, first of all, get to our friends and cohorts there in the helicopter up there flying around for us. It's Bob Bacon. He's in the copter. He's going to give us the traffic. Bob, how's it going out there?
Hey, Bill, I tell you what, we got that day a long time, and there's a loud town, drought town out here with a 15 freeway down the 5-pound freeway. I got a python on my pants. I don't know if anybody wants to see it or not, but I do have a python on my pants. We'll have it in my slacks here up until 5 o'clock tonight. That's 5 o'clock tonight. I have a python throbbing in my slacks. I'm on the 15 freeway to the 210 of the hot town in Fortville. Boy, there's a foot full of punch it. There's a man out there got it, and he got it good. And I'll tell you, there's other people too who are going to probably want to get it from me as I'm hunting with that python. And that. And Bob Eddie can run up and I'm flying in the traffic.
And this is Harvey Wyman. This is Harvey Wyman. And it's time for Harvey Wyman and the news. Well, I'll tell you, it's one of the most spectacular explosion happened in China.
One of the most spectacular explosions happened in China.
Right. Thank you. What do you want, Denise?
We have to get to the doctor, too.
I got to go to the doctor again this morning, Phil. I'm going to cut this short. I got to get over to the proctologist, right?
Proctologist.
Yeah, the proctologist.
What, are you reading that?
Yes, I'm reading it. Anyway, one of the most
spectacular explosions.
Yes, happened in China, when a large explosion blowed up.
A large explosion in Tianjin, right?
Excuse me, but may I do it?
Go ahead.
A large explosion in Tianjin. Right now, the authorities are asses.
And the authorities are assessing.
Right. The authorities are assholes. That's what it says here.
No, it just says the authorities are assessing, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. The authorities are assessing the damage. The damage.
Okay, now I do happen to have.
Yes, Phil. I know you happen to have you happen to have footage or audio of that, right?
Yes, I do. I have audio of the explosion. And with your, certainly with your indulgence, Harvey, and everybody else's, what I'll do is I'll try and get this up here for you. Now, this was a brutal, brutal explosion, and what you're about to hear are people who are extremely upset, you can well imagine, extremely frightened by what it is that they're hearing and what they're seeing. And taking a look at this, General, you're going to see this. It's unbelievable mayhem. It really, really is. So this was in China, and again, this is what you're going to be hearing here is the actual explosion taking place. Just, would you get out of here? What are you? You think that's funny or something?
Derby.
This is the actual explosion taking place there in China. Just unbelievable.
Oh
my God, look at that.
It's quite dramatic.
Holy Jesus. Comes right at you, doesn't it? God damn, man. I mean, Harvey, and you and General Shaw, you both guys, both you guys have been in combat. Have you ever seen an explosion like that, General?
I've never, no, nothing that I could come close to that. That was a multiple, that's almost as if a barrage or a carpet bombing was taking place.
Yeah, that looks like, if you've ever seen, they had these, bunker busters. You'd swear to God it was bunker busters they used in Iraq, or not Iraq, they used in Kuwait. You'd swear to God it was an explosion like that.
Yeah, there was quite a blast, Phil, and my understanding is more people weren't killed is amazing.
Yeah, looking at this explosion on the tape is quite dramatic, and I don't know what else. Okay, what's going on now?
I gotta get out of here. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to the office. Okay, so. My daughter is drunk. Would you slow down, honey?
Dad, you have to get.
I got it. No, she's taking me to the proctologist, I guess. God damn it!
Yes. Would you tell her to slow down? She's gonna get that mouth siren.
You want the cop to? You want the cop to get me?
Dad, I'm doing just a normal.
It's a 25 mile an hour zone. All right, Phil. You know what? At this point, I hope they do call a cop. Say that right now. Come on, slow down, honey.
Fuck it.
What?
Fuck it.
Oh, ah, yeah. God damn it. She's outrunning the cop, Phil.
Come on, tell her to slow down.
I'm telling her. Denise, slow down, honey. Denise, all right, okay. I'll buy you that Corvette.
Thanks, Dad.
The Harvey Wireman out.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Get him back on the phone.
Did he speak to Mr. Wireman? Mr. Wireman. Yeah, Bud, are you all right, sir? Phil's running by with Phil.
Give me the phone. Harvey, you okay? What the hell's going on? What is your daughter, nuts or something? Harvey, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. My daughter wants me to buy her something. What are you? Maserati. I ain't buying you a Maserati. She wants a... No. I'll get you the Corvette. I'll get you the banana yellow Corvette, that and that alone. I'm telling you, honey, I cannot afford... Well, I can afford it, but I don't want to have to... Look, I just don't want to have to buy you that car, all right? I'm just that kind of a guy. So forget it. It isn't going to happen. Not going to...
You know, that's a...
Just right there. That's a family matter.
Yes, it is a family matter.
Well, I know Denise very well, and I cannot believe... that she would blackmail or blackball or...
Blackball.
It doesn't mean...
Hey, come on, manager.
You know what blackball means. That she would do that to her father for a Maserati... her father. Is that what he... That's a...
Yeah, Harvey's her father for a Maserati. I think, we said it yesterday, and I believe it now. I think the members of his family are far goofier than anything he could possibly be. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. And good Lord, man. Coming back here with a good, close, personal friend, Dean Wheeler, talking to us about health, how to take care of your health, man. Dean, of course, of the Northern California Holistic Center. And Dean also is, I guess he's... practicing.
Yeah, Wes Hurlford.
Wes Hurlford and the Westerners.
Jesus.
What is this anyway, Henry? You turned it into some Wes Hurlford and the Westerners? Fuck that. Hey, General, you know, I know it is digital.
This language, I do not abide it. I will not abide it, and I won't not abide it.
Yeah, okay. When you feel it like
you saw, remember. Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. Now, I know you have a backstage pass, but do you have the all-access bastard pass?
Get the all-state
I know. Do you have the all-access backstage pass? Because if you have the all-access backstage pass, then you have the all-access to everything that we do here on the Phil Henry Show, and you have access to... I'm getting stuck in that loop, Phil. The access...
If you have the all-access backstage pass, then you see things that happen behind the scenes that you wouldn't ordinarily hear on our show. So get the all-access backstage pass. We understand if that isn't quite in your budget. We do have our audio-only backstage pass. However you join us, in whatever way, in whatever manner, we're glad to have you as a member of the Backstage Pass family here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, baby!
You know, things are getting kind of sloppy around here, man, and it's pissing me off.
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you, things are getting real sloppy with you, man. Your board work sucks. You know, every time I want to go to a phone call, you ain't there. We're going to go to a commercial, you ain't there.
Yeah, I'd sit around there playing Peter Dinklage.
I'm not playing Peter Dinklage.
What is playing Peter Dinklage?
It's the little language, little code they have between each other. Robert and Bud, whenever they want to talk about someone yanking it.
Yeah, that's better. When everybody's pulling the pud, they say they're playing the Peter Dinklage.
You know, that's pretty insulting to that man.
Oh, give it a rest.
Hey, man.
Oh, Mr. Henry, come on, for just one minute. Try not to be so politically correct and everything.
Don't tell me.
I'm telling you. It's all I can do to... It's driving me nuts! Trying to be political correct and everything. And look at that, you busted your glasses. And everything.
Shut up. Look at these glasses are busted. This does piss me off a lot. When I find out... Oh.
Look at Henry, like Margaret was saying, if they become a sponsor, you're going to have to change your tune butt fast.
By the way, tomorrow I get to go into podcast one in Beverly Hill. And I'll be talking with three remarkably funny and wonderful people. I'll be talking with Alex Rubens. Alex is a producer, writer on Community, Key and Peele. Good Lord, he's been nominated for Emmys. I don't know if he's won one, but being nominated is pretty heavy. We also are going to have Mo Collins. Mo is my castmate from F is for Family. She's herself a veteran of Parks and Rec. And
she's wonderful. And Mad TV.
Mad TV, Mo Collins. And then Jenny Johnson, very, very funny writer. Jenny is a Twitter star, one of the phenomenons one of the phenomena, I should say.
Bad phenomenon.
Phenomena is plural of phenomenons. Come on, General, you know that.
You know, I understand that. Phenomena is the plural of phenomenons.
But phenomenons.
Yes, phenomenons. You have to... No. Hold on. You have to understand how the English language works, all right?
Yeah. And so, thank you, Margaret. So, by the way, Jenny is a big Houston Texan fan, and I wonder if she gets out to the various stadia where they play their games.
The what?
The stadia.
Get a load of you.
Hey, Margaret, a minute ago, you were all into the English language.
I'm into the English language, but not to the point of being some stick-up-the-butt...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, got a cob wedge.
What do you mean, a cob wedge? The plural of stadium is stadia.
What the plural of an octopi?
The plural of occupy?
No, octopi.
Plural of octopi is octopus.
No, it ain't. The plural of octopus is... I'm going to kick somebody's ass.
Hold on, Phil. Phil's right. The plural of octopus is not... The reason why is they can't have guys like you running around. Thank Christ when they made the English language, they knew guys like Dickman and Leonard and the rest of you numbskulls, not you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Would be running around going, oh, octopuses. And the next thing you know, hi, shit.
The next thing you know, we'd have a movie called Octopussy.
Exactly. Now, wait a minute, we do.
All right, so anyway, that's how that's done. Thank you very much, and good night. Bringing on now from the Northern California Holistic Center, Dean Wheeler is with us. Dean is also up there with Wes Hurlford and the Westerners, and they are, you know, practicing their thang, I guess, whatever they're going to be doing for the Barnesdale days. Is that right, Dean?
Well, yeah, Phil, it's the Barnsdale Days, which is coming up very shortly here at the end of the month of August.
Now, is that a county fair?
Yes, it's a county fair. If I could just say, it's very traditional that... excuse me, I've got gas as well. I don't know what's giving me gas because I eat healthy. Maybe it's something you ate.
Possibly.
But I can tell you, Phil, that the Barnsdale Days, yes, is a county fair.
Now, Dean, it is traditional for country western acts and country acts to play these different fairs, isn't it?
Oh, I should say it is. Country acts play all of the different fairs and all of the marvelous different things that are done. Wes is going to be playing the Barnsdale Days County Fair.
And what county is that?
Well, gee, Phil, if it's called Barnsdale Days, I guess it's Barnsdale County.
No, we were told that it's not.
No, I heard it's Crocker County.
Crocker County? Who told you that?
I heard that it was called Crocker County, and I heard that reading the program.
Reading what program?
The program for Barnsdale Days.
So what's the name of the county? Crocker County?
No, it's Barnsdale County. I think you might have been reading the program for the Crocker County Fair, which we are going to be playing.
Wait a minute. I saw distinctly...
Oh, here it is. Yeah, I got it wrong.
Would you get out?
I ain't going to do it.
Bud, would you give us the right program? So anyway, Dean, how are you?
I'm fine, Phil. I'm fine. We're here in at the Northern California Holistic Center. And I wanted to talk with you, Phil, very briefly before we get Wes going here. Wes is... how you doing, Wes?
I'm real good.
Wes Hurlford is here and is going to be practicing his band, and that's a whole other issue, but...
What do you mean?
Well, I...
He still wants to do the midget song, doesn't he?
I'm just telling you right now that there's a midget down the road. There's a midget getting my goat. It's a stiff, and he thinks it's a hit. Anyway, Phil, I want to tell you about health, and I want to tell you about sugar. I know your brother Dara is battling illness, and we all wish him well.
Thank you.
I think that sugar is the great killer, and what I do to try to calm myself down, I used to have such a need for all kinds of things like sugars and amping up, and as you know, Phil, I had a very serious drug habit.
I do, yes.
But when I got off of sugar and I got onto pure rainwaters and drinking grain alcohols and purifying my system, and that means purifying every part of the system, then you suddenly find that your nerves, in other words, the amount of adrenaline that's pumping through you, is not so much. You're not putting as much stress on the adrenal glands.
You know, I first heard about adrenal glands back in the, I guess in the late 70s, early 80s. When someone said that is a part of the body that we're really stressing out.
Oh, absolutely, Phil. The adrenal glands are stressed out by too much stress, and that stress is put on our system by what we eat.
And would you say that sugar is the number one offender there?
Oh, if you look at foods, General, you and I were talking about the ingredients.
Every food I look at, there's ingredients, there's sugars there, fructose, dextrose, and all that.
Yes, if you see the letters OSE at the end of anything, you know that that's a sugar derivative, glucose, dextrose. And I'll prove it to you right now. I'm looking up in the tree. Now, please don't hang up, Phil. I'm looking up in this tree, and you know we have a case of traveling squirrel here. I know they've had it down south at the Bozell residence. I can see them now as clear as God is my witness. I swear to Christ.
All right, take it easy, Dean.
No, there's nothing to take easy. I'm fine. I'm already taking it easy.
Well, what are you seeing, Dean?
I'm seeing... And please go with me on this, all right? Don't be hanging up and... Don't talk about a squirrel! Excuse me, Wes. I handle the health food end. You do the country music.
Talk about that squirrel!
I handle the health food. I'm looking up and... See it? You hear that?
Yeah.
They're laughing at me. That's the traveling squirrel, and there's a hat.
No, Dean, come on, man. You're not telling me there's...
I'm telling you, one of them's wearing a hat, and he looks like he's motioning for someone to hurry up. And now they're turning and they're looking and they're laughing. You can hear them laughing. You know that, right?
How do I know those aren't just, you know, squirrels?
That's just the natural sound of a squirrel, Dean.
Oh, the natural sound of a squirrel, Dean. Is that what it is? You can clearly hear it laughing. But here's the wonderful thing.
Mr. Wheeler.
Now, hold on for a minute, Dickman. You don't get to say anything, because if ever there was a guy that needs to clean his system out, and when it comes to you, we're talking about Panda Express and In-N-Out Burger.
Well, that's true.
I'm saying to you, and I'm saying to all of you, that this squirrel is looking at me and laughing.
So, I'm sorry about that squirrel.
Wes, don't do it, man. Don't do it, Wes. I'm telling you right now that there's a the traveling squirrel is the traveling squirrel is bugging me.
Let me
have. All right, here's Wes Hurlford. I gotta go and just sit down. I probably wanna take some amino acids.
Hey, Mr. Henry, this is Wes Hurlford. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
He's talking about a squirrel all morning long. I'm trying to get the band practicing here.
I understand that, sir.
Now, I like Dean as a manager, but I have no idea about squirrel looking and laughing and everything else. Well, I get the band practicing, and with your good graces, Mr. Henry, and your go-ahead, we'll go ahead and try and take a run. If there's a midget down the road, there's a midget trying to get my goat.
That's fine, sir. You can do that, but we do want to talk to Dean about...
Dean, here. Thank you very much. Thank you for giving my phone back to me.
Not a squirrel. I'll talk about a squirrel all I want to. Do you understand me, Hurlford?
Goddamn.
Just take your shit-kicking self back onto that... God damn. That's right. Anyway, Phil...
Look, Dean, I don't want to get you stressed.
I'm not... stressed. I'm fine. I've cut all the sugar out of my diet. I'm taking amino acids. I do yoga. I do deep breathing. It's looking at me right now. Do you see it up there?
I don't see a goddamn thing.
It's staring at me. I do deep breathing. All right, let's just...
Okay, so, but I want to ask you, the sugar...
Yeah, Phil, sugar is a killer. Sugar is the worst thing you can eat. Sugar is death. And all of those sugar substitutes are death. All sugar substitutes...
What about that Splenda?
Splenda is... Splenda, you might as well be shooting rat poison into your veins, okay? Does that answer your question?
God almighty, I love Splenda.
Well, you better find some way to stop loving it.
A lot of people like Splenda.
Phil, I don't care if the whole GD human race likes Splenda. Okay, if the whole GD human race likes Splenda, then the whole...
All that squirrel?
Why don't you knock it off with the squirrel? You got your midget, I got my squirrel. You know...
Dean, you're getting overwrought.
No, I'm not getting overwrought. Play your song, okay?
Mr. Henry, we gotta do there's a midget. I hope everybody comes up.
Wait, hold on. Get away. Get it.
Yeah, he's going ape. He's going ape shit.
Mr. Henry, I hope everybody come out and watch us here on Barnsdale Days. It'd be me, Wes Hurlford, and the Westerners, and here it is. Yeah, 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 baby. All right. All right. Yeah.
Well, there's a midget. There's a midget. There's a midget coming down the road. I love me, my wife. The midget took a knife. He severed that unseverable bond. Let no man put asunder. A midget put me under. And then he put my wife under him. Now, Wes Hurlford, everyone. Give me the microphone now. You're a nut, man.
I heard it. I heard a squirrel.
That's all right, man. I do that choice.
Yeah, I like him play a steel guitar.
God damn, he played that good.
Very tight. Very tight. That's what she said. What do you think, Phil?
You're sounding good, man.
And they sound real good, Dean. How are you doing?
I'm fine. What is with you guys?
We heard you almost lose it.
Hey, about that squirrel.
Sorry.
Well, here's a midget. And that midget. That midget's in the corral. I'm gonna ride that guy. Hey! He rode my wife just like a bumpkin buck. I'm gonna take him and take him downtown and have him arrested for alienation of affection.
What do you think?
All right, hold on, boys, hold on.
Hold the goddamn phone on that, will you?
What do you think?
I told you what I thought, Wes. I'm telling you again, I think this song's a stiff.
Oh, is that right, huh? A stiff, huh? You're talking about squirrels?
Wes, I'm not going to have this argument. We're on the air.
When you get off the air, I won't
talk. You can talk to me all you want. The song's a stiff. All right, now get your cowboy ass. Get your...
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt.
That is no doubt.
Got his ass kicked? Oh, he got his ass kicked, yeah. He's got his...
Yeah, he's got a midget down the road, and he's getting his ass kicked up the road.
Yes, in two separate locations. There's a midget down there, and he's got Dean Wheeler up the road.
Yeah, maybe he'll rewrite the song. Dean, we hope you're fine. I'm sure you will be, but you probably do deserve to get your ass kicked.
What do you think about the squirrel?
Oh, will you get out of here with that squirrel before I go apeshit myself? Traveling squirrel. That's as weird as that cat with the... There's a midget. We'll be right back. Phil Henry's show will be talking with Mavis Leonard.
Yeah, I got my audio on the phones. You'll talk about Donald Trump.
Mavis Leonard is the latest Trump convert. Oh, yeah. How about that, Daddy-O? Daddy-O? I know one night stand, but I want to be more than a friend. Do ya? Ha. Nice to know ya. Ha. Let's do it again.
How we did it on a one night stand. Don't forget to get your backstage pass and get in the running for the Phil Henry action figure. We're holding it up right. Oh my God, look at the shape it's in now, Phil.
Yeah, someone's messing with this Phil Henry action figure and making it look purposefully sort of, shall we say, show tune-esque.
Yeah, yeah, Bud's doing it, man.
Like I didn't know Bud's doing it.
Bud, are you against gay people? Is that why you do that?
No, no.
Because you're making Mr. Henry look like he's just frolicking about in a mist.
Anyway, it's fine. And,
oh, yeah, now it's fine. Now when they bring up the whole gay person thing,
it's fine. So anyway, get in the running for a backstage pass, and you may win the action figure. By the time you get it, I don't know what shape it'll be in because it's been kicked, it's been beaten.
I got no... There's no doubt in my mind that Dickman has probably taken... Probably took a shot, maybe took a poke at it.
Oh, my God! You think I got biblical with it?
Yes, I do.
You see what I'm having to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. So remember to get a backstage pass, get your Phil Henry action figure, and then get... Just forget you ever... Forget we just... Let's pretend we never met.
That's from Stalag...
Stalag 12 or something.
12 or 15. What are you looking at?
I don't know. What were you? Did you lose the bridge again? Anyway, folks, we have Mavis Leonard is going to join us. Mavis, of course, good friend of our radio show and a fine little lady in her own right. And Mavis, I want to talk to you about Donald Trump. First of all, welcome to the program, Mavis. It's always good to have you on the line with us, and I hope you're feeling good these days.
Mr. Annie, I feel good. I was talking to Dean Wheeler. You know,
Dean Wheeler tell you about the breakfast cereal?
Yeah, he talked me about what was that?
The breakfast cereal?
Oh yeah, Dean told me about Special K almond vanilla almond. Oh God, how I love it so.
Oh, those Special K's are getting very good, aren't they?
Oh, I love the Special K almond. And a Special K full-on carrot. Now, I had two boxes. Robert come in the other night, about a half past 10, late last night. Come in, took a whole quart of that almond milk, and sucked it down.
But it tastes too good.
Yeah, well, you know something? It might taste good. You suck down a whole box of that stuff? Damn. The hell with you.
I'll tell you right now, Mr. Herman, that Special K with a
vanilla almond.
Vanilla almond. Fantastic.
Well, and so then he rubs his ass out of the service station and thinks he's going to open up and then close the one. We got 7 gas stations, Mr. Henry.
I know. But you have 7 service stations all in L.A. and central L.A.?
No, we have Robert.
Well, we got one up North Orange County, too.
And you're the manager of all of these?
I pay a visit to all of them. I manage all of them. We take care of the books of all of them.
Yeah, I won't let the books be done by anybody else. But this clown comes in, sucks down all the Special K, and it's all right, I'm off to work. I go, you fat ass, you ain't going to make the county line. You ain't make the county line.
Almost.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I said to Bell Lee, live next door, I said, Father, get the time. I got $10, says his ass doesn't see the county line come sunset. And
what do you say, the county line?
You are, darling, are you talking about the L.A. Orange County line?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Did you make it down?
No, I did not.
Yeah, see, I told you.
We got to that gas station in Santa Ana. Get somebody else to manage it.
You said you want to manage it.
All right, let's just... So,
ask to make the county line. I knew that.
Do the county line.
All right, enough with the county line.
What's up with the county line?
I said his fat ass will make it.
Fat ass didn't make it, huh?
Never mind about the county line. Mavis, you're a Trump fan.
I'm a what?
You're a Donald Trump fan?
Oh, yeah, I love Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump, if you don't mind, I've come up with a slogan, if you don't vote for Trump, you are a solid gold, 24 karat, 24 hours, 7 day a week, 30 days out of the month and 12 months out of the year, chump. And
I told you can't get that on a sign.
Why don't you let me figure out what I can get on a sign and what I can't get on a sign? If I write real small, I'll get it on a sign.
Yeah, but nobody's going to be able to see it.
That's what I'm trying to tell her.
Hey, let me tell you something. I have friends that know how to read. I don't know about you two clowns. You know?
Darling, what? Let me ask you something, because I don't want to get in. What I'm trying to say...
No, Margaret, I know you say I'm black, so I'm supposed to be liberal. Forget about it.
No, I did not say that.
Well, that's your assumption.
Yeah, Margaret, that's what you assume. How dare you say that?
No, Margaret, don't start getting your underwear streaked. And don't let your clam diggers start to roll up and start putting pressure on your anus. And
excuse me.
No. Sit down.
Yeah, sit down, Margaret. I'm going to tell you something now.
Mavis, this is very unfair. I'm a liberal.
I don't care if you're a liberal or not. That don't mean anything to me. I want this country to get back to work. I want this country to work for a change. Been the longest time since this damn place actually functioned like a country instead of a nut house. That's right. America right now functions like a nut house. I had Donald Trump. I'll vote for his white ass. That's right. You heard me right. I'll put his old face snowflake ass in a white house if that's what it takes. I don't give a damn that snowflake hair isn't real or not. As far as I'm concerned, he is snowflake with a wig. And,
thank God you went snowflake with a wig.
Well, are you trying to tell me I sound butch?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Well, I take the prize, because you sound like something with an Adam's apple the size of a damn basketball.
That's pretty good, Mavis.
You know something, darling? I've been very fair with you.
I'm being fair. I'm taking a couple of shots. Why don't you... Are you wearing that... I know you're wearing a Playtex. Are you wearing that Playmate girdle?
I haven't worn a girdle in years.
Well, I think you wore the... I think you wore out that Playmate you had. I think you never took that off in 12 years and wore that Playmate girdle, what that thing called.
Playtex?
How would you know? What, are you cross-dressing?
Mr. Henry's cross-dressing me.
Shut up.
All right, look, Mavis, let's get off all the personal attacks. Let's talk about Trump and why you like Donald Trump.
I'll tell you why I like that. Am I going to be allowed to say?
Yes, go ahead.
Margaret, you ain't going to jump me?
Go ahead.
I like Donald Trump because that man wants to kick China's ass. He wants to get the trade balance straight. He wants to get the money, taxes flowing the right way. You know, the tax money is not supposed to be flowing all the time. Sometimes we want to keep some of that. I want to keep some of that. Some of that Social Security money. Some of that real good cheese, you know. I like that green stuff. Yeah, that's right. But all that green stuff can buy. I want that.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, I didn't vote for that chump. And I'll tell you right now, as far as I'm concerned, that chump,
get that out of here.
Gary, get that line spread.
I love West Hurlburt. I want to hear that song, I Got a Midget, right?
Well, it's called There's a Midget.
Yeah, that's it, There's a Midget. Anyway, that's my feeling, and you can take that to the bank. I don't give a shit.
Okay, Mavis, thank you. Thank you very much for that. That's Mavis Leonard, and I don't think she really explained it.
Well, my aunt is a very, very conservative person, man, when it comes to finance, you know, like economy and everything. She's a real conservative.
Well, what about all the social conservatism? What about the liberal agenda? What about the...
Man, she don't give a damn about any of that stuff.
What about civil rights for minorities?
She don't give a damn about that. The only thing she cared about is make sure the gas station's running right. We got 7 service stations. We got 1 in Santa Ana. Except my ass go down there.
Well, you're the guy that said you want to do the books and manage all of them.
Yeah, I didn't know we had like the 7-1 in Santa Ana.
Yeah, your ass couldn't even make the county line. Ahead of sundown.
Man, you what a funky. Your brain, man, is overwrought with funkiness. I think you're overloaded with the funk, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got he's got the funk. We want Fred Funk.
Fred Funk's a golfer.
Yes, that was the only thing I could think of.
All right, so anyway, folks, it's been a fantastic and marvelous and wonderful time with you. We're going to bail out a little early here today because of commitments. Phil Hendry Show, always a fun time being with you guys. Always a gas and a half. I thank you very much for joining us. And, of course, we would like to have you back with us tomorrow if you can stomach it.
Same bat station, same bat time. Dropping tomorrow on The Science of the Funny is going to be Wayne Fetterman, John Reap, and David Goodman. David Goodman, producer, writer, one of the greats with Family Guy. He's got his own show coming up. I got to remember what the name of David Goodman's new show is.
Oh, my God. The nice one, Phil.
I'll remember. I'll give it to you tomorrow. Anyway, David Goodman. And then we have John Reap, very, very funny cat from stand-up comic from North Carolina and beyond. And Wayne Fetterman, one of the all-time great comic actors, comedians, terrific career. They bust my balls, but good, too, in this one. So check it out, The Science of the Funny, dropping tomorrow on Podcast One.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw, and all of you out there, let me tell you something. By 0600, you better have your asses standing square to the wall, my friend, or you'll be standing tall before the man.